Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, he came out with a little bit of shoulder fatigue. So, you know, we're going to get some tests done, and we'll hopefully, keeping our fingers crossed, that everything's okay there. Because he was absolutely cruising and so efficient and moving the ball to both sides of the plate. But yeah, we're hoping for the best tomorrow.
Listen, we won 5-1, played great defense, had a great offensive game. Hadley called a great game. It was a good day at the yard. Unfortunately, I had a little bit of fatigue, but we'll see how it feels tomorrow. That's really it.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You heard Brandon Hyde, then Zach Eflin, who left the game at the six innings in Arizona with shoulder fatigue. And as Steve Molesky pointed out right after the 8 o'clock segment, during the 8 o'clock segment, Ed, he had this issue last year. I don't know whether that's a good thing. Oh, he had it before. He'll get past it. Or it's a bad thing. Dude, he had this before. He has it again. I don't know how to look at the fact that he had it before.
Yeah, I usually look at it in a negative light because when guys have had it, I'm not saying that's the case here, hopefully. But we've had this, you know, where, oh, he had that last season, you know, lat injury, and, oh, it's repeated itself, and, you know, we've seen them come back and bite people where they just can't seem to shake it. It's a nagging, you know, chronic injury. So I'm just hoping that's not the case here because we need Eflin very badly.
Especially when you look at this rotation, Ed's kind of pointed it out. We don't know, like Kramer hasn't looked good. Morton hasn't looked good. I mean, there are aspects of their games when you look deeper at the numbers, you're going, okay, but I still need to see this. It's been two games, which isn't enough to sit here and judge somebody on. But I saw Charlie Morton all of last year, the year before that, and it seems like that star was fading. But we shall see. As I told you, I think he comes out and pitches a gem tonight, which I know would shock everybody if it happened. You'd be lying if you said it wasn't alarming looking at the starting pitching and what it would look like without Eflin.
I remember this because I was up there in New York in August, I believe it was. Yeah, when they put him on a 15-day IL for shoulder soreness because he was supposed to start the series finale against the Mets, and he got scratched. And at that time, he was rolling. He was 4-0 for the Orioles in four starts with a 2.13 earned run average. He was doing well. And then all of a sudden, they put him on the shelf with the shoulder soreness.
Yeah. And again, we don't know what the extent of this is. That's the hard part with this is, you're wondering, is it just arm fatigue or shoulder fatigue, whatever you want to call it? Because we've seen that happen, the dead arm thing with some pitchers. I mean, I don't know, is that best case scenario or is it just something he felt a little uncomfortable and he's like, hey, I think I should come out now? Because, man, you guys didn't even waste time to go after Hyde for taking him out with 72 pitches.
It was unreal, man. What I'm seeing, and the first thing, I'm not going to lie to you guys, the first thing I thought was, is he okay?
Yeah.
And then shortly after, we found out that no, he wasn't okay. I mean, people couldn't wait. They were, Ed, you remember the scene in Airplane where if somebody says he's hysterical, you got to smack him. And then there was this long line, people with baseball bats. And I felt like Hyde was the guy sitting in the chair. People were lining up for him.
Yeah. You know, and the other part of this is when we talked to Molesky about it, like, again, you have a very analytical team. I still think there's a lot of people that don't understand lefty-righty matchups. Like, you could look at one of these players and go, hey, this guy is a great player. What are his numbers against lefties if he's a, you know, if he's a left-handed batter? I still go from the simple fact that you have Jackson Holliday and Kierstead. Kierstead was supposed to get more at-bats because Kowser's out. He should be out there every effing day that there's a right-hander on the mound and when there's some left-handers, in my opinion.
Jeremy, you go through, as a coach, and you coach too, Ed, you go through game plans over and over and over again. And the players have to execute the game plan based on what you practiced. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Hyde has a game plan. You have all of these analysts that's working for this team. You have analysts that's basically your front office. I remember when I flew down to Sarasota, I was on a plane with one of the guys on the analyst team. And he was going down there, you know, to put together a game plan, essentially. I think a lot of times we beat up on Brandon Hyde. I think the split second in the game decisions are his. No doubt about that. Where to move the outfielder, the infielder. That's something that they do, but even that's game plan. But I think even putting down to the lineup, putting a lineup in there, he knows, what the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he makes those decisions based on that. And for those of you that don't like that, you work for somebody too. And you do things based on what your policy and procedures are. Brandon Hyde, Ed, is no different than anybody else who works for somebody.
No, of course not. I think I asked that question of Bordius. They just like, you know, you have a boss. And you know, sometimes they're influential of you.
His job, he can motivate the guys. Like for instance, Cedric Mullins. And I know he's not struggling right now, but I say he's struggling. And you've got those analytical numbers. You said should be playing here, playing there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your job as a manager to go over and say, look, man, you're struggling right now. Is everything good? Those are the things that you do that are outside the game. But I think the things that are inside the game, the things that are structured, those are structured with Brandon Hyde included on the meetings. It's not, you know, managers don't have that full autonomy like they used to have. They just don't. No one does.
But again, I do understand why people get upset at certain things, because I get upset watching it going, hey, I wouldn't have done that. You know, when we talked at length yesterday, Ed, and do you believe in hot streaks, Rob? Hot and cold streaks?
Yes. See, but analytics don't.
Yeah, the math tells you that it's not something that you can really buy into. Like, if you look up, especially articles on the hot hand, they use basketball more than anything else because I think it's easier to relate to, but it applies to all the sports. I mean, it applies to everything, especially baseball. And I buy into him. I think confidence, maybe it's not the hot streak, but it's a confident player, and that's who I want to play. You know, when a guy gets into that mode where, like we've said, I played basketball games where it felt like I was throwing a beach ball into the ocean, like everything was going to go in. I didn't play in that many like that, but there were a few. And the same thing applies to these guys when it looks like the pitcher's throwing a beach ball and they're going to hit it. We've seen guys get on absolute tears.
And analytics don't believe in it.
And the analytics will tell you, yeah, it's just a little stretch here. It'll come back to fruition that he's not this guy during this so-called hot streak. But they're telling you it's not a hot streak.
Well,
it is a hot streak. I don't care what they say. Honestly, I don't care. Because they're looking at cold numbers. It's just, we've all played at different sports, and sometimes you're just in a zone. You get that, and you mentioned confidence. That's when you play better.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel like you don't hesitate, even in football. I mean, that's my frame of reference. When you feel really confident, like you're really prepared, you're prepared for the other team, you're in really good shape, you're not injured, you don't hesitate to make a move. You don't hesitate for that first step, and that makes you better.
I remember Ed playing at CCBC baseball. I was so hot that in the midst of that streak, I had a check swing double. Ball went over the first baseman's head down the right field line, and I was picking them up. Seriously, it was just sometimes it just is that way. You get so – there's nothing you can do. Jeremy, you probably had a defender on you, and you were almost – horizontal to the floor, fading away from him.
Can I tell you my
and the ball just goes right in. You just have that sometimes.
My favorite moment in one of the leagues we played in, we only had four guys, and we had to play this team 4-on-5. And that day, I could not miss. And you should have seen the look on the other team. It's like, guys, there's four people. They were double-teaming me, and I was still hitting shots. And this isn't – look, Trust me, those games are few and far between. But I had that day. So, yes, I buy into it, even being a math guy. But they say there's no such thing as hot streaks, whether you want to buy into it or not.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. But this theory has been around for a long time in baseball. I'm going to give you guys one phrase that backs this up.
Is it the phrase that pays?
No.
Oh.
It's you've heard it before. They say, well, he is what's on the back of the baseball card.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard that before. Growing up, yeah. I did. You know what I mean? When guys start off slow, it's just he is what's on the back of the baseball card. That's the same mindset of the analytic people saying there are no hot and cold streaks.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he's going to be what's on the back of the baseball card.
But the thing I was going to bring up is, like, people are consistently getting mad at Hyde for doing what he's always done and what he's going to continue to do. You know, like, the lefty-righty matchup thing is going to happen. The one reason I had an issue with it the two reasons on Sunday is that I want to see the younger guys play. On top of that, like, I don't need to see Mateo in the outfield. I don't. You put Sed back out there, and you had a reverse splits guy, which I think there's enough data to tell you that lefties hit that left-hander better than righties do. So why would you stack it the other way? Because it's conventional wisdom that, oh, it's a left-hander on the mound. We got to put righties out there. They see it better.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You do. But at the same time, you know, you got to do what sometimes I believe feel comes into play.